This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is just so insane that it's hard for me to even cover. But it's information everybody's got to face and deal with. In the last segment, I was getting into top hedge fund managers, buddies with Soros, reportedly with dungeons, bragging about raping their young daughters. That's in the news. You've got Harvey Weinstein photographed with a prescription drug haul, a giant attaché case full of every drug you can imagine. And I was saying, you wait. In the next 6 months, it's going to come out that they're doing child snuff films in Hollywood. Well, that's because I know it's going to come out, because in Italy, in Russia, in Australia, in the Philippines, in Canada, in the U.S., in Chicago, other areas, there have been real snuff films, and they sell them for $10,000 VHS. I talked about that a few weeks ago, and Nico Acosta, the lead producer, ran in here and said, read your file today. This is what your guest, the producer of the film, Open Secrets, coming on about. He goes, he wants to get into Peter Scully. Accused child abuser may still be masterminding porn network. He's been arrested. We'll show people some images of this monster. I can't even read to you the stuff that's on here, but it's 18-month-old babies being raped and then dismembered. Okay? And it was so shocking for a long time, people thought it was an urban legend, even though it was in the news, and he got busted for doing it. They all have that same look. That guy's gone, man. That is a Renfield. That is a Zombo Procure. Look at that. Man, that is the face of a soul-sucked creature. I'll be honest. When I look at his face, I just think about a ball-peen hammer. I'm not a sadist, unless there are people like that. And then I have serious desire. Because they desire to hurt children and torture them to death. I have desire to pull their teeth out with pliers. I'm going to stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. They need to be brought to justice. No cruel and unusual punishment. We're going to turn into what we're fighting. But I tell you, as a father of four, it outrages me. And it just goes into the whole situation. We'll cover it coming up in the next segment. Arrest and trial. The most heinous of his output was entitled Daisy's Destruction, which sold to clients for $10,000 a piece, made in 2012. The multiple-part film is so extreme that it was for some time regarded as an urban legend. Now it's known to be true. It features the torture and brutal rape and a number of girls by Scully and some Filipina accomplices, the three biggest victims of whom were Lizzie, age 12, there's also some death, Cindy, 11, and Daisy, 18 months old. Daisy. And it just goes on, arrest and trial, and again, that's just what he got busted for. So you need to understand, about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, national 60 Minutes equivalent television showed blurred out footage of three toddler boys being brutally raped, gang raped by dozens of men, screaming, begging for money, and then their 357 Magnums blow their heads off. And it's real. That was shot in Russia somewhere, dealt out of Italy, and then sold thousands of copies for $10,000 a piece on VHS for Hollywood elites to watch it. Because imagine when you're people like Weinstein. I'm not saying he's involved. I'm not saying that. I'm saying people like the drugs, the women, all of it. You've got to always have something more. There it is, Daily Mail. Beyond evil, pedophile gang who rape babies and toddlers and stream their vile crimes on the Internet to sex abusers around the world are jailed for 78 years. See, and all this keeps coming out and is accelerating now. And how do they respond? They just say there is no child molestation. The Catholic Church never did it. The deputy pope hasn't been arrested, even though he has been. And then they'll use a few mistakes people have investigated and go, look, it doesn't exist. And you got to wonder who's running around foaming at the mouth so hard to say none of it exists and none of it's going on. very same people caught in Aleister Crowley rituals in the WikiLeaks, and they promised blood and semen will be at the event for their enjoyment. And then Obama just got a new painter for his portrait as a guy that paints in his semen. Okay?
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Gabe Hoffman was in studio with us just about a week and a half ago. He's now, I guess, back at his place in Florida. He's a former very successful hedge fund manager, philanthropist, and owner of Espinona Productions. And then it goes on from there, Facebook.com, an open secret documentary, an open secret on Twitter. They've been trying to censor their accounts and trying to block them. But now it comes out, Kevin Spacey, when he was just here a week and a half ago, I said, you know, the word is, during a break, I said, Kevin Spacey, you know, really pushes himself on young men and reportedly boys. And days after he was here, it broke. I mean, that was one of the names that we'd always heard about. And I wasn't even very big in Hollywood. I had a few connections. People made jokes about Kevin Spacey. They even had Family Guy shows where the baby escapes from a basement and says, "Help me, I've been captured in Kevin Spacey's basement for torturing children." Like, we should probably pull that up. We wrote a story about it last week. It's like a 10-second clip. Just like they had jokes about Harvey Weinstein raping women. Now we learn 16, 17 years old. But Roman Polanski rapes a kidnapped 13-year-old, anally, little girl, little young lady, a child. And, Meryl Streep's still standing ovation. He doesn't deserve to be in trouble. These are sickos. So people ask why they do this. It's to degradate everybody. That's their religion. And he sent along Peter Scully, may still be masterminding porn network, which he calls art. So it's okay as long as it's art. Peter Scully, the whole story of the little girls tortured and raped on video. This is all just part of a larger network of what's going on. And this is what's diseased Hollywood. So talk about vindication. Corey Feldman coming out literally 2 days after we had our guest in studio. I mean, I know he picked the perfect time to go public with the film and release it for free to everybody after years of him trying to suppress an open secret. But wow, the dam is just exploding right now. And now the snuff films are coming out. The devil worship is coming out, as I told you. Harassing women is not good, but it's the diversion for raping women. Raping women is the diversion for the much larger raping men. They want power. It's about raping men. That's 80% of it. Then it's about raping boys as you go down the rabbit hole, down the demon hole. Then it's about raping babies, you know, younger children, babies, toddlers. Then it's about torturing them. Then it's about killing them. And now, oh, Soros' hedge fund manager, caught with a dungeon in a building, said, don't worry to the women, you know, I raped my daughter here, reportedly, allegedly. I mean, this is all, the dam is breaking in spectacular fashion. And just since one person came forward saying, Spacey, when I was 14, drugged me into a room and jumped on top of me and tried to take my clothes off, now they're going, oh, yeah, he does it to young boys, men, just right in front of people on the set, just sticks his hand in their pants, starts grabbing, because he's a Hollywood god. It's all about power. It's all about sliming around. So, wow, what an amazing time. Gabe Hoffman of an open secret film. Man, this is amazing. What's the next shoe to drop?
So great to be here with you on InfoWars, Alex. You know, since we were on 2 weeks ago with you, we've gone from over 1 million views to over 3 million views, thanks to you, the American public, and all the InfoWars listeners.
And your film's one place, that's Vimeo, but it's free. Now you're going to run until Halloween. Is it gone now?
No, we extended it through November 5th. I mean, we just had to. We wanted to celebrate the bravery of these survivors who came down and, you know, took down two major Hollywood moguls just in a week. It's not only Kevin Spacey, but, of course, Brett Ratner, who was one of the biggest, you know, producer business people in Hollywood. And you saw that L.A. Times article break, and then you saw
I don't want to just give you credit and interrupt, but this is critical. You said, be brave, go public. Even if you can't go public, contact us. I mean, do you have any feedback that it's the film that's the catalyst to finally blow this wide open? Because, it's happening.
Well, nobody's come up to me and said, hey, I've decided to come public because I watched the film. I don't think that's something that they would do. But we're definitely a small part of this avalanche that's starting when you see these other survivors of one of these Hollywood moguls and they're watching one of their fellow survivors out them and come public. They're inspired and they feel a duty to do it, too. I mean, gosh, Brett Ratner was accused of rape, essentially. It's forced oral sex by Natasha Henstridge. And then, of course, somebody else comes out and accuses him on Facebook, and then you see, you know, the Hollywood lawyer, Marty Singer, coming after her and, you know, for millions of dollars. So the Hollywood machine is still fighting back, and that's why we need to keep doing this.
But they are getting their butts kicked. I mean, behind the scenes, I've never been threatened like this before. And it's specifically on these issues. It's like, stop it now. Stop it now. I'm not going to stop anything.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, and you touched on this a bit, but at first I was feeling bad for Kevin Spacey's career, sort of thinking, wait a minute, you know, his agent already fired him. The show already got canceled. He's got several more accusers coming out just in a couple days. Even his PR people dropped him. But then I realized, wait a minute, he'll still have several convicted Hollywood pedophile directors to work with who I'm sure will be happy to hire him. I mean, he could be like Roman Polanski's next leading man.
I was about to say he'll probably get even promoted more in the inner circle now. And again, it gets back to his dad, who was reportedly a Nazi, basic devil worshiper, psycho, even dressed like Hitler, had a beautiful family, wife and children, reportedly had sex basically with all of them. His brother's coming out and exposing. And that Kevin kind of took after daddy. That's why he plays such a good psychopath, because reportedly when you're around him, the guy he plays in Horrible Bosses, that's him.
Yeah, and you guys in InfoWars did a wonderful job. I mean, it was sort of God's blessing, a little humor that it was on Halloween that a lot of this came out. And boy, your imitation of a demon Kevin Spacey, I mean, it's one of the highest, you know, views on your YouTube channel there, Alex Jones. And boy, it deserves to go viral. I hope it does. It's hilarious.
You know, and forget. I don't even know it went viral. What's the name of the video?
It's your, Kevin Spacey's father was a, you know, devil worshipping, you know, Nazi or whatever. I think it has something like 80,000 views already. And
well, people always think I'm making this up. I grew up in one of the richest county in Texas at the time, and everybody was really nice until you went to a billionaire's house. And then it was like, we're devil worshipping Nazis. And it kept happening. I thought, man, I thought these really hot girls that are seniors driving brand new Jaguars and Mercedes really liked me because I'm 13. No, they were trying to recruit me, and it was like, whoa. So I kind of learned about it there.
Right, and I mean, we could talk about, you know, some of what's going on with Bryan Singer right now, which is breaking. There's been a lot of interesting stuff. We could also talk about Dan Schneider and, you know, why people are speculating, kind of lay out the facts. And
exactly, and while we're kind of celebrating it's coming out, let's remember, the abuse is still ongoing, and they're trying to sell pedophilia, NAMBLA's out in the open at the UN. I mean, we've got to think about the victims here.
Oh, absolutely, and, you know, somebody can just, you know, Google Dan Schneider feet, and, you know, they're going to see a lot of things that probably shouldn't be on children's television, or I'm sure they didn't know that their kids would watch on Nickelodeon when you've got, you know, kids getting ketchup and mustard poured on their feet and, you know, feet massaged and all kinds of creepy looking things. It doesn't prove anything, but there's a lot out there that you don't know about your entertainment that's still going on and you need to get informed.
Well, it's an attempt, obviously, to snake people into things. Nickelodeon has admitted, I remember like 6, 7 years ago, they said, we're going to sexualize children, and Viacom had a plan to lower the tweeny preteen all the way down to like 5-year-olds and start the sexualization there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Harvey Weinstein says on Hollywood Values that he only had to go to 1 week of rehab and then he's cured. I guess that briefcase full of pills that you had, you know, says otherwise. But that's part of Hollywood hypocrisy. You saw that in Kevin Spacey's statement where he basically says, hey, I was drunk. It was a long time ago. I don't remember. But if I did do the thing you're accusing me of, well, I'm sorry. And by the way, there's going to be more stories coming out. And, oh, I'm gay. And, of course, some of the mainstream media actually bought that hook, line, and sinker. And they led with the tagline, Kevin Spacey is gay, and not Kevin Spacey tried to rape a 14-year-old. Luckily, you know, you guys and Cernovich, and, you know, you called out the mainstream media, and, you know, appropriately so. So they still got their defenders out there. And we're probably only in the bottom of the second, maybe top of the third inning in terms of all this.
I was about to say, the media is trying to keep it just groping people away from the underage, away from the raping. But just like with Weinstein and all the rest of it, it is not going to work, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us as we go down the rabbit hole. We got to go down it. But look, it's all coming out. Just like we say that they stole the election from Sanders, all confirmed. We broke it. We told you Trump was going to break the JFK files. He did as we are the cutting edge. I'm sorry. It's why we're under attack. We're number one.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The only reason InfoWars is the absolute tip of the spear is because of you, the audience, and the other talk show hosts and other major news operations that do care about the truth, who've helped magnify our many breaking hardcore stories and the great guests we have on, like Gabe Hoffman. When his film, suppressed for 4 years, and they've been adding to it the whole time, which is, I think, how God works in mysterious ways. I think now is the perfect timing. Instead of 4 years ago, their suppression, their blocking of it, despite the fact that it did so well in film festivals that they tried to keep it out of, only, I think, helped it in the end. But Matt Drudge linking to it, what was it, last year and this year, and just everything together, you spreading the word, has now been a catalyst to expose this open secret of the mindset of these people, not just the horrible things they've done to children. But then you understand why none of it makes sense, why they want to corrupt everybody, why they're so evil, why they hate Christians, why they hate conservatives, why they want culture war, because they're turned over to evil. Gabe, you also sent me information about all the mainstream news articles out of Australia, out of the Philippines, out of the UK, where they're catching networks, killing kids, torturing to death. And it hits the news here and there, the massive arrests we see going on here. What else is important for folks to know about what's happening and what's going on?
Sure. Well, there's David Timothy Deacon, who is an American, and he went over there and became a kingpin, similarly with all the terrible snuff films and rape, torture, killing, you name it, of young children. And it's amazing. It's a huge news story over there in Australia and in the Philippines, really all across the Far East. Both Peter Scully and David Timothy Deacon, they're just the tip of that iceberg, and yet you don't see any mainstream or even local news coverage of David Timothy Deacon, an American who went over there and became a kingpin. You see it on InfoWars, of course, and that's why you're here. The Bryan Singer stuff is really interesting that's gone on the last 24, 48 hours, and I'd be happy to walk your listeners through what the facts are and what's been happening, and then they can make up their own minds.
Absolutely. Let's walk through it.
Okay, so about 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, there's an individual named Justin C. Smith on Twitter. He appeared to be a real person. The account was created quite some time ago. It wasn't anything recent. That appeared to be his actual name, and there was somebody, if you searched around, fitting his credits and what his age profile would have been, so it certainly appeared as though that he was a real person and that was his real account. He published a tweet stream of about 14 tweets, all linked together, that made some very specific first-hand accusations against Bryan Singer in the period of 1999-2000, and they were accusations of, let's call it, impropriety. He didn't see anything. He experienced impropriety firsthand. And, you know, he talked about the party scene and the age of the kids and the open drugs and alcohol. He makes the accusations. So by about 8 o'clock, Yahoo Entertainment picks that up because it starts going viral on Twitter. Then by about 11, Drudge links to the Yahoo Entertainment article. So now it's really getting out there. Sometime between 3 and 4 a.m., literally in the middle of the night on Thursday, early morning, less than, you know, 12 hours since this has come out. All of a sudden, his Twitter account is gone. The Yahoo Entertainment is gone. And people wonder why, wonder how that happened. You can tell about the time that it was because you can see that people's reach.
And we saw this with Rose McGowan and countless other people, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, when they are prominent stars with evidence, with other witnesses, and they make it in mainstream news, they get deleted. I mean, this shows incredible power.
Absolutely. And you see that when you talk about it got in a random place called The Forward. It's, you know, they don't cover Hollywood. It's a Jewish place. And within 3 hours, that was taken down as well. Of course, it was the sort of Streisand effect where if you try to suppress something, just like our film, it only gets out there wider and wider. So it got archived all over the place. It's up on our Twitter feed, my Twitter feed at Gabe Hoff. People can look at those allegations, look at what is going on, and, you know, make their own determination and see what happens. But that's just one interesting news item. You know, it's funny. Brian Singer has the same powerful Hollywood attorney, Martin Singer, who was the attorney for Bill Cosby, is the attorney for folks like John Travolta, Charlie Sheen, Casey Affleck, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Brett Ratner. I'm sure you're seeing a theme here. And I guess he's been busier than a one-eyed cat watching nine rat holes these days.
Or a one-eyed man in a you-know-what kicking contest, or a one-legged man. Man, I tell you, so where does this go from here?
Well, what was also interesting is there's somebody named Jordan Gavaris. He's one of the folks that we outlined 2 weeks ago when we were on your show who had made accusations against Tyler Gresham. By the way, Tyler Gresham, we think, is the Harvey Weinstein of young boys, a very aggressive sexual predator. I think the accusations now are up to 7. The LAPD is investigating him, so on and so forth. So Jordan Gavaris yesterday afternoon, he found an archived version of the Justin C. Smith allegations, and he put them up. Now, Tyler Gresham and Brian Singer are known to run in the same circles, and so that's all just very interesting, and it's all stuff that's on our feed and people should look at and make their own judgments as to what's to come.
Let me ask you this about Corey Feldman. Some of his folks, and he contacted us about 5 years ago, and again about 2 years ago, but we talked to him, and it never really, he never came on. Now he's been going on some shows, I think doing a really amazing job. But overall, what do you think of his story and that whole phenomenon?
Well, a couple of points. One is, if you actually read his book, he uses pseudonyms, and if you do a little sleuthing, because he does describe those people in detail, he basically names them in his book. You just have to do the work. That's number one. He did out somebody on Dr. Oz yesterday who's not anybody, you know, rich and powerful. The other folks he accuses in his book, if you sort of do the sleuthing and you figure out who they are pretty rich and powerful. I'm not going to name them because it's an accusation, but all that stuff is out there for people.
Sure. What do you make of Michael Jackson? Because I used to go after him until I did more research. And it appeared that he had, well, it's admitted, had been abused as a child physically and sexually, and so was frozen at that level and wanted children around because he had a childlike mind. And Feldman and others say, yeah, he'd have sleepovers and watch TV and have kids in his bed like he was 8 years old, but that he wasn't a pedophile. What's your research show?
Well, if you dig deep in the Michael Jackson case, one of the things that you learn is that there was a bunch of evidence, like there are in just about every big criminal case, that the jury wasn't allowed to see for, you know, whatever reason the judge made their determination. And amongst that was some child porn that was found in a search of Michael Jackson's home, artistic sort of child porn, meaning that it was drawings, but they were still drawings of, you know, children engaged in, sexual type activity.
I was about to say, but you know, it came out that he himself was sexually abused, so he may have been, you know, drawing that out. I'm not defending Michael Jackson. I just attacked him so much over the years, and when I did more research, it looked like there was more to the story there, that he himself was a big victim. But we know the victims tend to victimize sometimes as well.
Right, and it's clear from the Corey Feldman case that when he went to the Santa Barbara police, look, they were after Michael Jackson. He was a high-profile case. What we also know is that it's completely plausible and even probable that Michael Jackson didn't molest Corey Feldman, because what these predators do, as we show in our film An Open Secret, and what you're seeing all over the place with these Hollywood revelations, is these sexual predators are sort of like a wolf surrounded by sheep, and they just pick one or two or three of the sheep that they feel they can, you know, co-opt or they're attracted to for their own reasons.
So he used Feldman just to make it look like everything was okay.
Yeah, so it's totally plausible that he was fine with Feldman.
Powerful. Come, Gabe Hoffman, Open Secret. Come back on very soon for full hour. We salute your work for all these innocents.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a major story. Now, I don't know if the mainstream fake media, because they are fake and phony, but I just don't know if they're going to pick it up. But I want to tell you, that is a big story, what she's saying. It's illegal, number one, and it's really very unfair to Bernie Sanders. I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan, although I must say I got a lot of his votes when he was thrown out. Many of those people voted for me because of trade, because I agreed with him in trade. We're just doing more about it than he can do, and we're doing a lot about it. But that was, I thought that was terrible.
Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, Trump confidant, is here with us. And boy, everything you said about the campaign and what happened after, your advice to the president has been dead on. But as we've said, the president's got his own brain. It's when our analysis, your analysis, clicks with his, that's when he tends to really go with something, when we confirm his own research, his own gut understanding. And the more he goes with his gut, the more victories we have. Roger, what do you call this historically as Donna Brazile comes out confirming everything about them stealing the election criminally and the money from Sanders, all confirmed in triplicate, what you and I and others broke down with our moles and our information. We have all the articles to prove it and are on record, as everybody knows, attacked by the media for ever saying it. Now you've got Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren coming out saying it was wrong. You've got CNN reporters, people that pose as reporters like Wolf Blitzer. You've got basically everybody throwing the Clintons under the bus. Something months ago we said there's an internal battle. It's about to break. The Clintons are trying to hold on. They're extincting the party. So as much as I hate them and want to see them gone, now I love seeing her ugly face and Bill Clinton's ugly face, because it is like kryptonite to these people. Just, it is bringing the Republic back. It is beautiful. It is amazing. They just, you never want to interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves, as Sung Tzu said. What would you call this time, my friend?
This is fratricide, is what this is. I mean, first of all, the president's absolutely right. So you had 3 out of 10 Bernie Sanders supporters voting for Trump. Let's remember, it was WikiLeaks and Julian Assange who first revealed the documents that showed that the Democratic National Committee was cheating under the leadership of Deborah Wasserman Schultz, were bending the rules. You know who won the California primary between Bernie and Hillary Clinton? No, either do I. You know why? They haven't finished counting yet. You know why? Because Bernie won. That's why. And
they had a meeting the night before at a billionaire's house, and quote, they decided it was Hillary before they had the election.
Yeah, it's extraordinary.
I mean, that's what's crazy about this. It's like the brazenness.
Every single professional Democrat I know, and I have many friends who are Democrats, they just want the Clintons to go away. They are poison. They are destroying the Democratic brand, or at least what is left of it.
So you heard my point about bittersweet. I kind of hope the Clintons hang around, actually.
Well, look, I think she's serious about running in 2020. Now, I predicted last night on the War Room, and I will stick to my prediction, Michelle Obama will be a Democratic candidate for president, and she is the presumptive nominee. She's certainly the front runner if she wants to be. Barack Obama, not the Clintons, control the machinery of that party if they seek to assert themselves. And the Obama brand, as much as I disagree with it, does not have the baggage that the Clinton brand has. It's the end of the road for Hillary. Everybody seems to know it but her.
This is huge, but let me just, since you're into fashion and well-known for that in the New York circles, can we go to that camera shot of Roger Stone, please, real fast? I've not tried to look better than CNN or Fox News. We've built a studio here, you know, for a fraction of the cost. But I've got to say, that shot with the American flag stars, with the InfoWars logo and your suit, is the best TV shot, better than Nightline, anything I've ever seen. We have achieved, I got to say, good job, crew. Wow, look at that shot, Roger.
And here's the thing, Alex, unlike Paul Manafort, I did not spend $1.3 million on my wardrobe in 1 year. I did not go to one haberdasher and spend $500,000. Now, since I believe Manafort's money was clean, and I think he earned it perfectly legally, he's entitled to spend it any way he wants. You notice in the phony indictment rolled out against him They talk about how he evaded taxes, but they brought no charge of tax evasion.
And you first broke the fact that they obsessed over his suits. That was an inside thing he told you. Hours photographing him at his house.
Exactly. So when they broke into his apartment at 5 o'clock, after they patted he and his wife down to see if they were carrying guns, they actually patted his wife down before they let her get out of bed. Outrageous. They went into his closet and they took photographs of his extensive wardrobe of custom-made Italian suits. Now, I would not spend that kind of money on clothing, to be honest with you. I believe in buying quality.
But they want to put that out as a class warfare thing.
Yeah, no, it's the politics of resentment. They want people to resent the fact that Paul Manafort has been successful, and he's earned everything he has.
And then people think, oh, it must be ill-gotten, but then compared to the Clinton Foundation, openly criminal, all the Uranium One coming out, the Podesta brother resigning, President Trump saying, go after John Podesta. What does that signify for us if we read the tea leaves? What is the president telegraphing?
Well, look, I think they've got a very, very weak indictment. I'm glad to see Tony Podesta now finally in the crosshairs. There's rumors of two sealed indictments, but for all we know, they're going to indict Paul Manafort's driver for double parking, and they're going to nail his housekeeper for tearing the tags off of the cushions on his sofa. I mean, this is really reaching absurd proportions.
And they admit the indictment that the junior guy that's pled guilty kept saying, do this with the Russians, and always got rebuffed.
Right.
And then it turns out he's connected to the Democrats.
And he's nobody. He had no authority. He had no security clearance.
So it'd be like, I've got 70-something people here in this office. It'd be like if I hired somebody as a junior editor, they'd been here a month, and then I'm indicted because the person gets caught selling marijuana on the other side of town?
No, it's not analogous, because you use the key words, hired. This guy wasn't hired by anyone. He was a volunteer. He had no official authority. He wasn't on the payroll. He didn't have a security clearance or even a pass to get into that.
And that's court. All they've got.
Right, and that's all they have. That's what they tie
so, up. So let's pull back. The pedophilia of Hollywood's coming out. The whole thing's collapsing. The NFL is down 30-something percent just this year. What's 18%? Everything's imploding. It's like they're rolling, snake eyes every time. We're rolling double sixes every time. I mean, I'm not trying to be over-positive here. This is getting spectacular. I don't want to get too confident, though.
Well, I'm perplexed today by the decision announced by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself in the matter of Uranium One. Really? This is extraordinary. The president.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean?
I don't understand where his conflict comes from.
I mean, there's no connection to Trump and Uranium One. It's all Hillary and Podesta. Exactly. What is he doing?
Yeah, he has nothing to do.
How about he recuses himself of being the attorney general?
How about he resign or be fired? This is reaching absurd proportions.
In fact, I'm going to put the headline out now. Jeff Sessions has recused himself as being attorney general. Jeff Sessions is not. Jeff Sessions has fired himself. Jeff Sessions is titular. He's ceremonial. Go, go, go.
But here's what's even odder, and that is the tweet by the president this morning in which he says he's not supposed to direct the actions or affect the actions of the Justice Department. What lame-ass lawyer gave him that information? That's incorrect.
In fact, he said, I'm not involved with the Justice Department, but I think they ought to do something. Well, they're trying to tell him, sir, that's obstruction. No, that's in your executive branch, Jack.
What he needs to do is to order Jeff Sessions, order him to appoint a special counselor, a special prosecutor, even though, by the way, we have no special.
And by the way, let's be clear. The president can't appoint one, even though he can under the Constitution. But then the Rosenstein, the deputy AG, he can.
Right.
And then the swamp thing, Mueller climbs out.
Yeah. So I have nominees for a special counselor on Uranium One. I'd be more than happy with Andrew McCarthy or Judge Andrew Napolitano or even Trey Gowdy. We need a real lawyer, somebody committed to the rule of law, to dig into Uranium One.
But they always thought they were going to get away with it. They're not even digging into it.
Well, it's there on the surface. Comey, Mueller, McCabe, Rosenstein, guilty, busted. Where is Jeff Sessions?
What is the verdict? Guilty. 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 We shall return on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and more. Tons of other breaking news on the other side. Have you spread the link to the show yet? It's an act of rebellion, and Soros hates it.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
By the way, Alex Jones here, back live with Roger Stone. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. Then after that, Owen Schroer and Warren's coming up, also that he co-hosts. That day and night, weekday mornings, kicks off at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that is The Real News with David Knight. And I get so busy in the here and now that I haven't really plugged today. I should have been. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We may go a little bit earlier depending on events, but 1 o'clock to about 8 o'clock. That's when Antifa communists is what they are. It's run by the American Communist Party on their own website, buying full-page ads with Soros money in the New York Times. They say they're launching these massive attacks. And so we're going to be covering it. And then the media comes out and says, we're lying. It's not happening. Saying that these ads aren't real. So they don't want us to know what's going on. I guess they can launch their attacks and then spin it. But briefly, Roger came in here. He's been working so hard. He said, man, I'm tired. Do you have any brain force? This was a real plug. And he already took his brain force earlier, but I'm taking my brain force and my DNA force right now because my wife's birthday party last night. Though I was a good boy and did not imbibe, I did end up staying up late. I did a big workout this morning. Usually by the last hour of the show, the fatigue hits me. But with Brain Force Plus, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, I am doing well. And we also have DNA Force sold out for almost 4 months. It's 25% off DNA Force. Amazing for detoxifying your cells, helping your telomeres not be assaulted by all the toxins, and thus last longer, more healthy cell division. That's always a good thing. Hundreds of studies. You can read links to them at InfoWarsLive.com and learn about DNA Force. Also, Biome Defense Probiotic, back in stock, highest quality, 25% off. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And please commit to support us. We know you support us. You're awesome. I'm not beating you over the head saying, hey, you better, but the globalists are attacking us for a reason. We are the tip of the spear. We're bold. We have the bold guests and researchers on. You're getting today's news a year ago, a year and a half ago, on just every day you see examples. It's sickening. That's why they ran in hundreds of papers yesterday. Lies that Owen Schroyer said that Hitler was still alive and the government was lying. They just cut that out. He said, oh, according to 1955 documents in the JFK data dump. And then we had guest on, the host of Hunting Hitler, and he said, no, that's probably fake or a Hitler double because they were getting ready for Hitler to run there in case he wanted to and were moving into Argentina. But he thinks a lot of it's classified. He can't get into it. He's involved in all sorts of classified stuff. He's just not your average Green Beret, that these actually did die in Germany.
I was sitting there when Owen said this. He never said Hitler was still alive. All he pointed out was that this document existed. So this is typical fake news by David Brock and the twisted freaks at Media Matters for America. These people are incapable of telling the truth, incapable of it.
And they're doing it every day. Like they say again, that I say that there are human slave colonies on Mars. I never said that. It's a total lie.
Here's the problem. They can't get any traction on Twitter, on Facebook. Nobody's reading their crap. So they have to malign us just by mentioning InfoWars. The only way they can get any traction whatsoever.
It is mind-blowing, though, when they have Newsweek say that I made it up and that there's no full-page ad in the New York Times last Wednesday. This is on Wednesday night. They said, I'm a liar in Newsweek and a bunch of other publications. I mean, Roger, here it is. It's all over the country. The link, they have it on their own website. It's there. The New York Times has it online on their site. What is that?
Well,
you're a political operative. What are they doing that for? I mean, it discredits them.
It's either sloppy or it's uneducated or it's willful fake news. There's only a couple possibilities. But
well, we know it's willful fake news. Why lie when it's so obvious? Like saying the sky is not blue and Donald Trump is a black man. I mean, it's not true.
Well, now you know why Newsweek is
50% of their people just cut.
Yeah, no, and they're losing money hand over fist. They're hanging on by a thread. They're not thriving because, unlike we here at InfoWars, they're not telling the truth. They're not publishing the cutting edge facts. They're just an apologist for the two-party duopoly and the failing political establishment that's run this country into the gutter.
What would you call this point that you have all the top Democrats coming out now and like stabbing Caesar? They're all coming out saying Hillary's bad, Hillary's corrupt, Hillary's evil, Hillary committed crimes, uranium won, stole the election from Bernie. And then Warren goes, we've destroyed the party. We've got to say we were wrong. A day late and $1 trillion short, lady.
But I think the left has figured out that if they cannot get rid of the Clintons, their chances for revival are zero. The professional left has figured out that the Clintons are not liberals, they're not progressives, they're not moderates, they're crony capitalists, they're thieves, they would steal a hot stove, they're interested only in themselves and lining their own pockets.
They're OGs, they're original gangsters.
Right, and even the left has figured out we must get rid of these people to have any chance of political success. So and you see Donna Brazile, who I know and actually kind of like, I know on a personal level, even though our politics are completely different, she's come forward and said, enough of these people. So
and just out of self-survival of a party.
It's desire for political success. That's what political parties do. And they realize they cannot be successful as long as Hillary Clinton or her husband is the face of the Democratic
Party. And notice, they tried to sell InfoWars as the face of Trump, thinking they could control the narrative. Trump embraced it. It blew up in their face. And now this hardcore form of nationalist libertarianism, Americana, has literally taken the party over. I mean, we're not bragging when we say it. We are taking you, the audience. It's just devastating. They made every miscalculation. It's come out in WikiLeaks. They thought Trump was weak. So the Democrats mainly focused on him and gave him all the attention and ordered the networks to follow him, thinking it would help Hillary. Even though top advisors said, no, he'll beat you, they were so arrogant. They thought because he was radical and off the rails that people would reject him in the general election. That's what they're looking for.
I remember that I once read a biography of Hamilton Jordan, who had been Jimmy Carter's chief of staff, and he wrote in the book, "We desperately want to run against Ronald Reagan. We can crush him. He's a simpleton. He's a moron. We'll destroy him." Of course, he was the one candidate who could beat Carter. It's exactly the same.
And by the way, you said this almost 2 years ago in here.
Yes, the Clintons wanted Donald Trump. They thought that they could beat him because he was.
Why are they so stupid?
Because they don't understand the American culture. They don't understand the American people. It was born of arrogance, and they got what they asked for. I'm convinced that no other Republican candidate of the 16 who ran could have beaten the Clinton machine. They nominated the one man who was able to beat Hillary Clinton, and then he was able, because of his positions on both war and trade, to move in on those Bernie voters.
He was the only man that could do it.
Exactly right.
And then there was InfoWars and Drudge with the background, everything ready. It was a hole in one. It was shot out of a million.
If you go to my book, The Making of the President 2016, I detail in there about how Hillary Clinton attacked Alex Jones in InfoWars by name. I was so jealous at the time, so jealous. But now that she's attacked me in her new fictional book, What Happened, three times by name, thank you, Hillary, I guess the score is even, Alex. They never understood.
Isn't it good to be blamed by this witch?
Well, it's not blame. It's credit in a sense. But the credit belongs to Donald Trump. He's the guy
who... Oh, absolutely. It's not about tooting our horn. It's so the audience gets we are the vanguard. When I tell the audience they're the reason we're here, supporting us, spreading the word, putting up with me, it's because it's you. You are the InfoWar, folks. This is real.
But we understand...
All over the world. Talk about the global thing.
We understand it's politically incorrect. It's socially unacceptable to be for Donald Trump. We are proudly, unabashedly Trumpsters here at InfoWars.
And we should. Look at the stock market. Look at the new jobs. Look at the new factory startups. It's better than Reagan even did.
It is. It is.
And a lot of leftists are finally going, okay, this Donna Brazile thing was like the dam breaking. I'm seeing everybody go, okay, you're right. I'm glad Trump got in. She would have started a war. I don't know what's wrong with me. They're finally getting that they got sucked into a con.
There's no question about it. And it's going to be interesting to see the way the chickens come home to roost in the district of Deborah Wasserman Schultz, where many, many progressives upset now that she's completely exposed as having stolen the nomination from Bernie Sanders.
Hey, don't you love this cartoon? It's a trick-or-treating, and there's a Batman, and there's a Snow White, and there's a little kid playing Hillary. And they go on to point out that one of the little kids won't go away. The one dressed like Hillary refuses to go away, and the lady says, yeah, nice touch. I mean, everybody gets it.
That interview, which I think you aired yesterday, or I guess Owen Scheuer aired it, of Hillary.
Where she blames Trump.
Right, for pointing out that it wasn't a truck that hit those people in Times Square. It was an Islamic terrorist. Oh, my God, he's dividing us. Dividing us? What, by telling the truth? Now telling the truth is divisive? Despicable. Just despicable.
But the media, the Democrats have finally turned against her out of self-preservation. The media still worships her. I mean, doesn't a Trevor Noah or any of these guys know there's nothing more uncool than having the witch of hell on your show?
I frankly hope she keeps running her mouth. Frankly, she's destroying any chance they have of this.
Should we start a committee for run Hillary again?
Yeah, Hillary 2020.
Let's announce it. Let's start up the fund. We are for Hillary. Hillary 2020. She can do it. I'm with her. Hillary 2020.
Her. Definitely with her. Run again.
I'm with her. We love Hillary. We love Hillary. We love Hillary. 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 She's...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.